So, I want to tell you a little story that I posted not too long ago, but I don't know if you guys on Gone Wild Audio have heard of it, so I'm deciding to share it with you guys. It's completely real, completely true, and it goes a little something like this. So, I attended a Halloween get-together last year that was held by a local BDSM group. People attended in various states of costuming and undress, with some in fursuits, others dressed as their favorite cartoon characters, and others still in micro shorts and nipple pasties that left them shivering as they entered and exited the building. I came alone, and in a simple black blouse and leggings, having seen the event on FetLife but having no one to go with. I sat at a small table, away from the clusters of people who already knew each other, smiling as best as I could at any curious onlookers. The guy in question was tall, black, like me, with tied back dreadlocks and a skull-shaped mask. He passed by my table a couple times, making small talk here and there with the groups near me. Even behind the mask, I noticed the way his eyes would settle on my face. I held his gaze and smiled. He came over to me, took off his mask, and we began to talk. He was good looking, the kind of guy that the term pretty boy was made for. Dark skin, high cheekbones, pearly white teeth. I don't remember much of what we talked about, but I learned his name, that he was from Jamaica, and that I liked the smell of his aftershave. Enough information for the slutty part of my brain to determine it liked him a lot. About 15 minutes passed. He led me out of the building and towards his parked car. Once we got into the back seat, he produced a blunt, and we passed it between us in a comfortable silence. He started to kiss me, soft at first, from my neck to my lips, then harder and rougher. I bit his lower lip and let him pull my hand towards the bulge in his pants. He let out a growl, pulled my shirt down, and palmed my tits with an eagerness that made me giddy. I remember being pulled onto his lap. He wrapped one hand around my throat and slapped my face and tits with the other, occasionally stopping to squeeze my ass. He didn't ask if I liked it rough, but the way I rolled my hips against him must have given him that idea. He gave me a sloppy kiss and pushed me away, only so he had enough room to pull out his cock and guide my head towards it. I wanted to impress him. I wanted that very badly. I used every skill I had. Sucking and stroking, swirling my tongue around the head, doing my best to pop it past the tight entrance of my throat. And it was music to my ears when he swore and called me all sorts of unladylike names. Eventually, though, he grabbed my head and started to properly fuck my mouth, pushing in and out of my throat even as it spasmed around him. I did my best to gasp for air between thrusts. It's a wonder how I didn't throw up, but even if I did, I felt like he'd keep throat fucking on through it. He told me I was a good girl, a slut, a little bitch. He told me he'd love to take me back inside so I could show everyone how good I was at sucking his dick. He sounded breathless, almost angry, and then he shoved my head down and filled my throat with hot, bitter, salty cum. We caught our breath for a few minutes after that. He kissed me again, only softly this time, and told me I did a wonderful job. I gave him a hug and stepped out of his car. It was raining by then, and I knew that it was time to head home. It was cold out and late, and besides, I needed to rub my clit and finish with the kind of orgasm that all good sluts deserve.